Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. As always, this podcast is completely free. So we ask you to do a couple things first. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Yes, it is. Then you head on over to iTunes. You subscribe to the podcast. You rate the podcast and review the podcast. And that's that. Cody, you want to start us off proper?
Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe.
I am Cody. I don't know if we're gonna sing our intro. That was weird.
Joe did it first.
I think Joe just got stuck.
He was like, "What is my name?"
I think it starts with a J.
I'm gonna go with Joe.
Could have been Jim. Good thing you picked right.
Nope,
not a Jim.
First time, all the time.
First try. So.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Am I right, guys? Who's excited?
We are.
Y'all guys are.
You need to catch up.
I'm up. I'm caught up. I'm good. Let's rock this shit. What season is this?
Six.
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up. I'm so caught up.
Did you ever finish the book? How far did you get through the book?
Look at him.
Did you get past the cover?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get past the copyright page?
I listened to like 12 hours of it.
So you made it barely past the epilogue or the prologue.
Yeah.
He made it just into the prologue.
Yeah, but then I was like, this is way too long to be reading a shit fucking, I'll just watch the show. And then I went home and I watched the first season. I was like, damn, this is a lot shorter
than 40 hours.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's ridiculous. It's literally shorter to watch the TV show than it is to listen to the book.
Which 13 episodes long, 1 hour each, 13 hours.
They're not. They're 10 season. They're 10 episodes a season.
Oh, were they 10 episodes?
Okay. Way to make me feel even worse about not catching up.
10 hours.
Yikes.
You could get through two seasons in a day, Mike.
To catch up before the 24th, you only have 50 episodes, 50 hours.
I can knock that out.
Yeah.
Then do it.
You should.
All right. Let's do this, guys.
Another thing Mike's not going to get.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Game of Thrones.
Joe will finish season two of Daredevil before you finish, catch up for Game of Thrones.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But I will finish Daredevil by Saturday evening, and he will take 6 months to watch it. So
that's not what we're talking about.
Well, I mean,
we're doing comparison.
Yeah, Adam compares that he will be caught up. I will be caught up on a different show. He will not be caught up on one show. I will not be caught up on one show.
If I watch one episode of Daredevil a week, it'll only take me 13 weeks.
Okay, but I will be done by day two. So, it's so facto.
I really hope you have some fucked up shifts that weekend. So, like,
oh, that would be awesome.
I won't go.
Like,
I saw Punisher in the school T-shirt. I'm fucking in.
I talked to my lawyer today. He said I can't go to work. What's your lawyer's name? Matt. Murdoch. Don't worry.
He's an avocado at law.
They're like, oh, we knew he was an idiot, but an avocado? They don't actually practice law. That's disgusting.
That you know of.
Word.
Yeah. Place I'm not going to mention on here because you don't give us money. Well, you have money, but you work for it. Air quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. News, though.
More or less.
News. That's not news. Oh, I closed it.
Yeah, you did.
My bad. Hey, so how about that Ghostbusters trailer?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to lead into. Did you watch the trailer that came out this past week, Mike?
Yeah, the international one? The newer
one? International
one
came out yesterday.
Yeah, international.
I watched both of them.
Okay, you watched both of them.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
They're not good. It's not good. Go ahead.
Who's the director again?
Paul Feig.
Yeah. What has he done in the past?
Bridesmaids
and Spy.
Yep.
And
there's one more.
A couple other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that one? The one with Sandra Bullock. Heat. Right.
Heat. I think it was one. So that's the only ones he's done.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't done anything. Like Spy was actually pretty funny. Bridesmaid was okay. Heat was awful.
Yeah. Heat was fucking horrendous. I'll make sure it's Heat is his. I'm pretty sure it is though. Keep talking. Go ahead.
But here's the problem with it. One, I was not upset. It was weird that it was like, we're going to make an all-female Ghostbusters. And I was like, at first, I was like, let's just like you're pandering. Throw females into the cast.
Yeah.
Like, make them more prominent, but it doesn't have to be. But then I got over that. I was like, whatever. It's cool. It's still Ghostbusters. It's still that universe. But then you find out that this is a reboot and not a continuation.
Yeah.
And so that's what really bugged me. I'm like, yo, you have all this rich history of what the Ghostbusters already is, and you could play off of that. Like it's so easy. You have 30 years in between movies. So much could happen. Like, some ghosts could be helping. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can get Bill Murray wanted to do a few years ago. He was talking about making a cameo when the sequel to Ghostbusters as a ghost. Like, shit like that could have happened. And you're like, oh, okay. But then when the trailer started, and this is, I want to make this clear real quick. Melissa McCartney, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and the other girl. I don't know much about the other girl.
Wasn't it Tara or
the weird blonde chick from Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about her, but I'm actually a pretty big fan of like Kristen Wiig and Leslie Jones. Melissa McCartney is like pretty hit or miss, but she could be pretty hilarious when she wants to be.
Yeah.
So this is not an indictment on them. I'm like, okay, if you're gonna make an all-female cast of Ghostbusters, this is actually a pretty solid starting point.
Yeah.
Then you saw the trailer, and the first thing it says...
Kate McKinnon.
Okay, yeah.
The first thing it says is 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York.
Yep.
And it's like, no, you don't get to fucking do that.
No.
Because you distance yourself from that movie by not making this a continuation. Like, how much...
What? Also, they weren't all four scientists.
We're going to... Are you
semantics? Did you see what
that?
The international trailer said?
Yep.
Four friends. Because they realized that they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I was like, that's weird. And then the graphics look amazing.
Right?
It looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It was the fan cut trailer, right?
The fan cut trailer basically cut out all the slapstick humor and stuff from the original trailer, and it left in all that stuff. And from just that stuff, the movie looked phenomenal.
That's the thing. The only problem I have with the trailer is the humor.
Mm-hmm.
Is awful.
And I'm not saying this is what the movie's gonna be, because I've seen awful trailers for movies before that end up being good, and I've seen really badass trailers for movies that look or ended up being awful.
Yeah.
So like fucking Taken 2. Like, remember awful. That trailer?
Yeah.
It was fucking dope as shit. And you watch the movie, you're like, this is garbage.
And I think it was on Kotaku or something like that. They posted the original Ghostbusters trailer. Completely awful trailer. For the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Awful. And then the fact that it was stealing some exact same beats from it, like the library, I was like, I get it. Like, you're trying to
do callbacks to stuff.
And then they did, like, the black one joining up later.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're getting a little bit too much on that.
Like, she could have been a scientist. Like,
she could have been. You could have broken
that
barrier.
She could have been the crazy ones. But, yeah, what bugs me is, and I'm not saying this movie's going to suck. I'm waiting for a couple more trailers. Like, I want to see a better trailer, because I think they know they released a horseshit trailer.
Yeah, I hope so.
So I think they're going to fix that with the next trailer. But, just the comedy that we've seen so far is bad.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Mm-mm. Someone Leslie Jones slaps Melissa McCartney and she says that's gonna leave a mark. Like, that is shit that we've seen in films from like the 60s. Like, that was ha 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 back then. Like, that's not funny. That's something that gets used in every shitty comedy that's said. You know what I mean? Just little things like that. I was like, ugh. But again, visually, looks fucking dope as shit. Yeah. I like how that one chick had the two handguns.
I'm not too sure how I like that. Depending on how it's done.
Well, I like the idea of different packs for different kinds of ghosts. You know,
well, the game did that. Yeah,
yeah. So I think that was pretty cool. Like I said, there's some things that are cool about it, but the comedy just looked so bad. And then, like I said, you go back and you look at what the director's done, and you're like, Spy was. I know you guys haven't seen it. Spy was funny. Yeah. Bridesmaid, I liked. I didn't love.
There's parts of it that were good.
Yeah. And then Heat was bad. But and then you like look at those, you're like, I don't want a Ghostbusters movie to go like along that. Those.
No, and that's rails. What this trailer makes it sound yeah. like, makes it look like that yeah. it's going along that type of humor, which the original Ghostbusters was nothing like. No.
So
in fact, I would compare the we talked about this earlier. I'd compare the Ghostbusters to the original one to more of a sci-fi slash horror type thing with some comedy in it instead of a comedy.
That sci-fi. If you change the cast of the original Ghostbusters, it very easily could have been a serious sci-fi yeah. scary movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very easily
could but you the people you picked all the SNL alums, you know, and you're like, this is the cast. They're obviously going to bring their funny to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can it's almost you can almost take the exact same script. And like I said, replace it with and tell them we're going to play this scary,
mm-hmm.
and a different cast would have been able to pull it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's that bordering effect of still being cool as shit, being and especially for the time being scary,
mm-hmm.
but having you know comedic undertones to it. But this, like I said, the main thing that I noticed right away is the humor looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
And. So Twitter blew up when the thing got released, and it was a whole lot of people saying it sucked, and then other people saying, basically saying men don't like it because it's an all-woman cast. That's horseshit.
It is.
That is horseshit. We don't like it because you're taking a remake. Like, say they wanted to take a serious turn at it now, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
Like, make it serious. Whatever, do your thing. But if you're trying to be a comedy again, like keep that same tone. You know what I mean? Keep the same style of movie, and write it better. Because so far, it looks like this is written fucking awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, the international trailer was better.
International trailer was a bit better, but that's because it cut out
the shitty
a lot
humor.
Of the shitty humor, but it still put some of it back into it. Because I said the exact same thing, everything that you said for the original trailer, that the beginning of it, it sits there, 30 years ago, there were four scientists, and it's like, whoa, this was a reboot. Why are you attaching yourself to the original film? I don't get that. Which I actually wanted to ask Cody real quick. What was the thing that you read earlier, that it's a separate universe?
Yeah, so it's a split universe.
Split universe. From where? From what point?
From Ghostbusters 1.
So after 1, this is like...
A splintered off, yes.
So 2 doesn't take place.
Well, 1 doesn't take place. So
1 doesn't take
place. Yeah, splinters at 1. So in the male Ghostbusters universe, I could say, you could put it that way, is continues on their adventures of 1.
Oh, okay.
And then they go to 2. And this one goes and they say this one's its own universe, and they parallel each other. And so in this version, the cameo, again, rumors, so maybe spoilers, I don't know. Rumors are the cameos made by some of the characters, they are this version's, or this universe's version of them,
mm-hmm.
but there's also going to be cameo ghosts of Ghostbusters.
See, I'm even okay with that idea, but the whole tone of the film, the tone of the trailer and the comedy of it were just completely off and what I absolutely hated with this trailer, and all of the jokes that they had were just, there was no chemistry, it felt, between the actresses, especially with the scene where at the end of the trailer where they're like, let's go, and two of them say it at the same time, and they're just like, oh no, you
which we'll was get supposed it. To be like a funny line, like we don't have our shit together yet, but it's like it didn't land.
No, also it didn't, it's out of context because we don't know what's happened up until that point.
Yeah.
But like I said,
I mean,
I don't think we're bashing the movie, because it's going off of one and a half trailers, I guess, and it could still end up being great. Like, it could be a badly cut trailer,
and I still want to see it because it is a Ghostbusters.
I'm gonna
film.
See it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see it because this is one of the movies where you're like, you can't just, like, bash it and walk away from it and never see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to see it. You have to see if the... And mainly because,
who knows?
Like,
it may be like Planet of the Apes, you know?
Yeah, the trailers for Planet of the Apes are fucking awful.
Yeah.
The new one was so bad that I didn't watch it for, like, 2 years. Yeah. And then when I finally watched it, I was like, holy shit, this movie's amazing. Like,
I remember how much Cody was just fucking destroying the trailers on that and ended up liking it a lot.
I have not watched the first one still.
Even the second one.
Oh, yeah, no.
You blast the shit out of that.
Yeah, because it was a horrible one. But yeah, the movie's fantastic.
But yeah, whoever cuts their trailer sucks.
Yeah.
And maybe it's probably the same person that cut this trailer.
So awful.
Fox.
But,
isn't Fox do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I can look it up.
Doesn't murder.
But I'm no, I was going to say, so the international trailer, they like we said, they switched over to Friends instead of Scientist. I still don't like the fact that they're tying themselves to the original movie, and it has nothing to do with the original franchise.
Look at all the cool little beats you could have if it continued the story. Like, where would the Statue of Liberty be? You know what I mean? Like, where, like, you could have a world where ghosts are roaming freely with people. You know what I mean? And they even make note in this one that someone's creating a device to amp paranormal activity up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
that's a cool idea.
That's cool. Yeah. We can have a shit ton of ghosts, but I'm like, what? Everyone, like, if you would have just kept the same continuity, and you don't even have to attach yourselves at all to Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, you know what I mean? Like, you're fine. It's 30 years ago. No one's going to...
Yeah.
Like, people want to see them, obviously.
Of course, because it's Ghostbusters, and they're synonymous with it.
If you're 30 years later, you can just reference them and say, you know, they don't... whatever. And then have them come in the end or do cool cameos. The main reason I'm going to see it, no matter what, is because I know there's cameos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to see how they do that. And the other reason is,
I would want to
Bill Murray has backed this movie publicly when he would not back
the original script that Dan Aykroyd and
Harold Ramis wrote.
Yeah,
he would not partake in those.
No,
he didn't like what they were, and he has publicly stated this movie is going to be good. And so it's like, okay, Bill Murray,
I'll trust that.
Like, you'll get my $8 on you know, opening week, but. Yeah, I'm apprehensive to say the best. Like,
But that's it. That's like what I was going to say earlier is that then the international trailer, they cut out a lot of the crappy comedy, but they still put new stuff in. Like when they looked like they were fighting a ghost on a stage at a rock concert.
Yeah, she stage dives and falls.
Which was like, that was great up until she stage dives and falls. And then it's suddenly, oh, was this because I'm black? Or is this because I'm a woman? Either way, I'm pissed. And I'm like, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It was, that line right there was awful.
All she, like, instead of having that line, she could have just, like, made a fucking owl noise and rolled over and said, fuck you guys or something. You know what I mean?
Something like that
would have been better.
But if they would have just had her, like, they would have caught her and done stage diving. That's funny. You know, I can see that happening in the original Ghostbusters in that little montage that they did of them running around the city and doing funny cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then it'd be done. But the fact that you have to add that in, and then you have to add in the fact that she's black, and then you add in the fact that she's a woman, it's like, okay, guys, I get it. But it's not funny.
Well,
What?
I don't know how to say this properly. I don't know. But it's important to a lot of people, the fact that this is a female-driven movie, because it doesn't happen. Big-budget Hollywood movies don't happen that much with all female leads.
I
get that, and it's very important, and I think they need to address it in the movie, but what we've seen, how they address it thus far, has been poorly. You know what I mean?
I get that, but at the end of the day, I just want to see a good movie. I don't really want to see something that's going to preach to me. I want to see something funny. I want to see something that has to do with the Ghostbusters. And that's pretty much it. And if you make it an all-female cast, you know what? The best way that you can say, hey, look, you know, this is what we can do with an all-female cast, is to make a goddamn good movie.
Yeah. And because this movie is very dangerously close already to bombing. You know what I mean? Just from the reports already.
Yeah.
So if it's not good, like the opening weekend's numbers are going to be good. But if it's not good, it's going to take a huge nosedive in the second week.
And it's just going to drive people to sit there and say, hey, look, female-driven movies can't work. Well, they can work. You know, you just have to... Yeah, pandering movies. you just have to have a good movie. You have to give it to people that actually care, you know.
I mean, the problem that I saw right away, attaching Paul Feig to it, kind of made me upset because I haven't really enjoyed
the humor he does.
Yeah, I haven't enjoyed anything he's made because I find the humor stupid and forced a lot of times. Of the ones I haven't seen Spy. I heard this is actually really funny. So maybe that one would be a good one to go off of. But like Bridesmaid, there was parts of that movie were extremely funny to me. Like the shitting in the middle of the street in the wedding dress, hilarious because shit humor is fantastic all the time. But a lot of it is just like, you know what I mean? Like if the jokes fall short.
And I think I want to say a problem of that type of humor too is because we are guys, I guess. And that type of humor is really directed towards women.
So forced humor is towards women?
It's not forced humor, though.
It's not forced humor. You have a different
the
set
heat,
of...
But the heat, like, that's...
Well, heat, we can all agree heat is bad.
It just seemed like that whole thing was forced humor, and a lot of that is what I see in this.
But Bridesmaids, though, if you talk about Bridesmaids, like, a lot of people like Bridesmaids. More women than men.
Oh, well, sure.
But again, I don't think that movie was really made for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Should have been.
But, yeah, not every movie is made for you.
Yeah, they should be.
Because you kind of weird since... I mean... You're excited about Sharknado 4. So, yeah.
Because I like train wrecks, too. Like, yeah. You know, when they're made to be train wrecks, they're fucking amazing.
I know. But the point I was making is sometimes a movie's not made for you, and you can't blast it that it's garbage because it's not geared towards you.
Yeah.
I mean, you could blast an X-Men movie because it's garbage because that's aimed specifically to you.
Yeah.
And it still sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can't, it's like talking shit about a family movie. You know what I mean?
It's not for you.
Not every movie's Pixar. You know what I mean? Like not every movie's going to be great for kids and adults. Sometimes there's just kids movies and they suck.
Yeah. But
kids love them and they'll make enough money to make more, you know?
Yeah.
The licking the gun thing kills me. Sorry. So this Ghostbusters picture came up.
Way.
No, Kate McKinnon, when she licks the pistol, I was like, I don't get it, but whatever. But what I'm saying,
for
though,
that it's her own zany character.
Yeah, and it's in that whole thing. That you know, I mean, I don't care. Like, make him zany, whatever. But like the bear trap thing,
which
I still don't get.
Technically, I don't get. Yes,
and I don't get. But I think it's cool that they're introducing new gadgets. Though.
It'll be weird.
Like, I'm all about new gadgets, but like a bear trap physicality doesn't. I mean, unless
you're arguing physicality of a ghost bear trap, like.
Yeah, because ghosts are, you know, I mean, is it going to hold them? Like, does it make them solid so it can trap them? You know what I mean? Like, that's all.
Ow, my leg.
My ghost leg.
My ghost, like, tail thingy, because, you know, they don't all have legs. They're just, like, little ghost tail.
Slimer would look cool as fuck, though.
No, visually, dude, the ghosts visually, look amazing.
Especially that scene towards the end of the International trailer that it was, where they're standing in Times Square. Slime Square?
Yeah, Times Square.
I know. It's a joke. Shut up. And anyway, you see the back of them standing towards, and that like just shit ton of ghosts all over the place was amazing. It was a phenomenal shot.
You think that there's a chance that this movie ends up being one of those like an action movie where the action was great and the story was fucking garbage, but the action was so cool that you're like, that's okay. You know?
I would hope so.
London Has Fallen.
Oh, yeah. Les Fallen was an amazing movie.
Yeah, and it's not because of the plot, because that lasted maybe 10 minutes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Go back to Pakistan or wherever you come from.
Oh, God.
God damn it. The one-liners in that fucking movie. About time, I was wondering when you're coming out of the closet. Because he stepped out of a closet to shoot a guy to save his life. It was so funny.
Fuck me. Fuck you. And then he has the helmet afterwards and just throws it away.
On Ghostbusters, what reason I was saying I was worried from the beginning is Paul Feig, but also I just found out, I think it was on Sunday, that the co-writer is a co-writer from a lot of his other movies, Bridesmaids, The Heat, but also from Parks and Recs,
yeah,
which I have tried to watch because of 30 Rock.
I haven't, yeah.
And every time I do, maybe that show's is not made for me, as Mike said. But every time I watched an episode, the jokes just seem so poorly done.
I did. I felt the same way for the longest time, but like I wanted to like the show so much. And then I noticed, because I would catch episodes of it like random on TV, because it's on right after something that I watch. I can't remember what. 30 Rock. No, it's a morning, one of the morning
shows. Oh, in the morning now?
I work nights a lot. Oh. Yeah. So something I watch, and it that's the lead in for a couple episodes. So I caught like random episodes, but I was like, fuck, like I want to like it, and there's some cool parts to it, like funny parts. So I finally sat down and I just watched the first season of Netflix, because it's only like 8 episodes or something like that. Mm. Pretty good.
Yeah. Overall pretty good.
Yeah, overall pretty good. Like I feel like you have to be in from the start to understand the characters, because otherwise like...
And I want to watch it because of Chris Pratt. I mean, it looks...
Yeah. So, like, I've been awful about watching anything lately, so I haven't jumped any further than that yet, but I'm planning to. I'll probably take it season by season. But, yeah, when I watched it, the first season of it, I was like, all right, this is pretty good. Like, I liked it. Hmm. But, yeah, if I tried watching it a few different times, and I was like, oh, I want to like it, but I don't, you know? But watching it from the start, it was good. And people, that's the weird thing, too, because, like you said, because of 30 Rock, you watched it, and I was expecting it not to be 30 Rock, but at least be that kind of show, I guess.
Or that good.
And, it's not as good as 30 Rock, but 30 Rock's one of the greatest comedies of all time. So, I mean, pretty much everything's going to fall short to that anyway.
Well, I mean, if you look at Parks and Recs, it stayed on the air one season past 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Not more than 30 Rock, but... Like, because Parks and Rec started up, like, I think during season 2 of 30 Rock, but lasted, and then as soon as 30 Rock was done, it went one more season, was canceled halfway through that season, and I'm thinking, I think maybe because...
People just continued watching like just after said, hey, 30 Rock.
You know, I want so an hour of comedy, yeah.
Their numbers are high, but as soon as 30 Rock was over, you're saying that their numbers
dipped. Yeah, but that's still 4 years of it going strong. Like, whether it... 30 Rock wasn't always the lead-in for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah.
It did help, though, obviously.
It might have helped, but
obviously, mean, people but still no have show the ability. Lasts
yeah.
more than 2 seasons if it doesn't have a good fan base anymore. So
yeah.
And if they are good fan bases, Fox, do you cancel them first season?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing it out there.
Shuffle it around. You play episodes out of order.
Every fucking time.
Yep.
Hey, but that person's dead. Not yet.
Not yet.
Kind of.
Mm.
Let's see what else. Done with Ghostbusters.
10 Cloverfield Lane comes out this week.
Yep, I want to see that.
It looks amazing.
Yep.
It's getting nothing but good.
Well, see, that's the thing. It doesn't really look like anything. That's why I like the idea of it, is because nobody knew it was coming, and then they just dropped a trailer on us, and you're like, oh.
But I look at it, and even in the points
you
of
can say
like
interesting.
Where, well, no,
you can't really say good because
I think it looks good because even just watching them sit there playing or putting a puzzle together or playing a game was phenomenal. I mean,
it just makes
good
to me. It's like it is because of the air of mystery, but also what you saw was like makes you like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
is this? And again, I went away from my normal, and I didn't actually read anything about the movie other than the fact that it's in the same universe, and that's about all I know.
Yeah.
And I know the little things about like the characters because I read a lot of the viral stuff, like John Goodman's character is a satellite engineer and blah blah blah, all these different things, like just like to know like what the world is. But I didn't read anything like the review, like when Nerdist posted the review, I didn't read that. Other than the like, I think I saw a star rating on something, and it was like 4¾ star or something, and I was like, all right, well, obviously like it's doing well. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's good. I saw Twitter, a bunch of people Chris Hardwick's stroking its fucking shaft, you know?
I haven't seen a bad review of it at all.
Dan Trachtenberg's like the most, like, this is the most I've ever seen him on Twitter, like,
oh, really?
Ever. Like, he's just on there like answering people's questions and like commenting on people's stuff because he's like going through all the hashtags of 10 Cloverfield Lane or at 10 Cloverfield Lane movie and things like that. And he's just like, oh, thanks. And, you know, it was really fun to work on, or so-and-so was good. John, you know, it was a dream to work with John Goodman, all these different things. I'm like, cool. Obviously, people are excited about it who have seen it, because obviously press screens have already gone out and, you know, the premieres and stuff like that. The premiere was last night? No, night before.
Yeah,
was it Monday night, right?
Yeah.
It was like a Monday night.
That's when Hardwick saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been Monday, yeah, because I remember seeing the thing about yesterday. So, like, I'm actually proud of myself, A, not, like, reading all the spoilers and things about that.
I like how he's proud of himself for not reading spoilers, but he did read, like, all the character synopsis. And
No. I didn't. I read the viral stuff, okay. So the stuff that's based in the world. Yeah. I haven't read anything about the actual movie. I don't know anything what's going on. Like, other than the fact, like, I read that the synopsis that Dan Trachtenberg put up about, like, a vicious car accident leads to three strangers surviving the worst night of their lives or something like that. I was like,
that doesn't give me much.
What?
Not really?
What about the giant alien monster?
It possibly explains how she got her broken leg.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, then you learn about that in the trailer, though. Cause like,
spoilers.
Because they say, like, fucking in the Cody. Trailer. Well, no, because the trailer. We already made that agreement. If it's in the trailers, it's not technically a spoiler because they already told you about it. Remember that?
We did have that conversation.
Yeah, boom.
We've had many conversations that we don't follow this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I'm defending myself about spoilers.
You will.
Because I'm, like I said,
the fact that you didn't find the script and read it, though, is impressive.
I didn't even look for it, no less.
Ooh. I know it's bookmarked somewhere on this computer. Yeah.
Like, you can look read this all you after want.
I see the movie.
It's probably listed as porn, so he doesn't.
So he doesn't,
so he doesn't feel so bad about it.
Tentacle candle porn. That's a thing. I'm excited about it because joke's on you. It's more racist than that. I don't name them normal. That's dumb. But I'm excited because
it's in my new folder.
Yeah, they're all just new folder. New folder one, new folder two, new folder three. Why is there 47 new folders?
And then a
random
tax returns 1999.
Yep. Joke's on you.
That's the porn.
Well, they're all porn. I'm excited about it because A, Dan Trachtenberg's debut, directorial debut.
Yes.
So excited about that. John Goodman's in a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
As a lead character.
And not just a side character.
Not just like a guy who steals whatever scene he's in and then he's gone for fucking ever.
John Goodman is one of those dudes where, like, whatever he's in, I'm going to go see.
Yeah. I would
movies I don't care about at all, like Flight.
Yeah.
That Denzel movie. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, I don't want to fucking watch this. And then I saw the second trailer of John Goodman. And I was like
I bought my ticket online. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and then Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I like a lot.
Yeah.
She doesn't do enough, I think. Like, but I mean, she does, like, some TV shows and stuff. Like, she just, her TV show that she has with that guy from How I Met Your Mother just got renewed. I know that. Which is, like, I think it's a semi period piece.
Yeah.
Not the time of the month period, but like the being placed
it's not
in
a period,
certain time.
Period piece.
Yeah, no, it's not about the Scarlet Fever. Sorry.
So it's not a period piece.
Nope. Anyways, but like she doesn't do a lot. Like she's in some stuff, but I just don't see her. Like I think she's trying to keep her career like intact by not like oversaturating and stuff. But I also think she's just trying to do stuff she likes.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool. And then that one guy, which he looks familiar, but I can't even place his name. I couldn't even think of his name. I looked at it and was like, yeah, I don't know what your name is. But the guy with the beard in the cast.
No, yeah. Yeah, there's only three characters in that.
Yeah. Which is funny because the viral marketing, like the company that Dan, I almost said Dan. That's funny because his name was Dan from Roseanne. The company that John Goodman character works for lists all these different employees that like work for different factions, like different companies within this major corporation. And I'm thinking, wow, this cast is a lot bigger than I thought. And then like you look at the cast of the, like if you're pulling up the cast,
there's
like four people listed.
No, there's Bradley Cooper's listed.
What? That's new. Anyway, it doesn't
spoiler.
Matter.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Stop it.
Ow. No. So the guy you're thinking of is John Gallagher Jr.
Yeah.
And
Gallagher's kid?
Yeah.
Is he going to smash a watermelon?
Pumpkin, or, yeah, watermelons, pumpkins, I don't know why.
He's done pumpkins, too.
I'm looking through his... he did Jonah Hex.
So that's why I don't recognize him, because that movie, I literally took a grapefruit spoon and gouged that part of my brain out.
I mean, he honestly hasn't really
that's
done anything.
That's why I don't know.
He's done Law and Order Criminal Intent, Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Yeah,
I've
done
Unit.
Law and Order.
He was an extra for it, didn't even know. Yep.
He's in a movie called Hush. It'll
Batman
be it's an upcoming movie, yeah. 2016.
Ooh, secret Batman movie.
Yeah, they're like about. You're like, you know what they did with Cloverfield? We're gonna do it with Batman.
Could you imagine? You don't imagine J.J. Abrams is now this much closer to just dropping a movie.
Or he already said he has a plan.
Yeah, I know, but it's like it's nuts to think that he's gonna release a movie, and it's gonna be called like J.J. Abrams' fucking surprise movie,
like J.J. Abrams' big fat Hollywood dick.
Only I got the key to do this.
Yeah, he's already said, like, he already came out, and I think it was an interview with Entertainment Weekly or it was Empire. I can't remember which one. One of those E magazines. He's like, yeah, like I have so many things going that like producing and writing and directing that there'll be stuff that comes out that I'll do press for that I'm not too sure is actually out. I was like, well, first off, that means you need to take some time off,
right?
Because you don't want to break that brain of yours.
No, because he's got all the power now. Like yeah. I said, he's so close to just making a fucking movie, not telling anybody about it.
Speaking of which, did you know he has a piece of the Star, you know, because he's producing the Star Wars movies. He has money on box office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was part of his deal. I was like, holy fuck. Like,
I'm surprised they even gave him. Like,
Disney likes doing that, though.
I'm surprised any company has done that since Jack Nicholson did it.
Well, the kid from Kingsman, he did that.
Yeah.
And he's like
$100 million. He's like a big deal, though, where he's from, right?
Because he had
like
a big popular TV show. One TV show and a bunch of, like,
because he did it for scale.
Yeah.
So for him having,
because it was his first movie.
Because it was a U.S. Like people knew like the bulk of the money was going to come from the U.S. on this, and it's like,
well, it's because we don't have no good actors really. So yeah, I mean, they're going to go across the pond anyways. But I mean, it's
two
like,
good ones under 35.
They gave him scale. That's the thing, though.
That's
like,
nuts.
Like,
right?
They must have not known like it was going to do as good as it did. An R-rated comic book movie of a property that nobody's heard of.
Because if you say it's they give him scale and like what they gave him scale globally. Which is ridiculous. Like, the dude made so much fucking money off of that. Like, turned out to be one of the highest paying jobs of that year, if they counted scale pay. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Because he made, like, $176 million or something on it?
Yeah, he made off of that.
Him, yeah.
No, yeah. No.
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Can I have 1%
like, that's usually, that those kind of deals are usually reserved for superstars that are doing like a low budget movie. They don't have enough money to pay him up front. Like Robert Downey Jr. did it for Iron Man. He got a piece of the back end.
There's another one that he did. There's another one he did that was like that too. Oh, he did. No, it wasn't him. It was Jon Favreau for Chef did the same thing.
Yeah.
And he wrote, Favreau, that, you know, it's like,
You know, making everything on for today is what considered basically a shoestring budget.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was like, God damn. But no, like
25 million or something like that.
Yeah, because
isn't that ridiculous? That 25 million is like, we can't make a movie for that.
Yeah,
like fuck you guys. But no, saying is like when you look at stuff like that, like Kingsman, like at this point in time, you can't go to like the mass people and be like, yo, new Mark Miller comic book movie coming out. People are like, who?
Yeah.
But you say,
and then
like,
you gotta explain to them, like, the creator of this, and this.
And they'll be like, oh shit, yeah, I like that movie where the little girl's just slicing people up and
stab.
People's heads are exploding into rainbows and that guy fucked that queen girl in the butt. But, or Duchess or whatever she was, but you know what I mean? Yeah. People wouldn't know the difference.
Not in America.
Not in America, Duchess, more like made up is. I'm sorry, that was dumb. I enjoyed it though, so that's all that matters. But like you say, you come out and say like J.J. Abrams got a new movie coming out, people are in the line already. They're like, yeah, we know, stupid. That's why we're in line. Get to the back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's the one guy now that could do that. And like, I can't think of any.
Well,
other.
Actually, you know, well,
he's like the Spielberg
if
of our
Quentin
time.
Quentin Tarantino
is what
for
saying.
Sure made another movie. It'd be the same thing. People would just be in line because like when we saw,
but a Tarantino movie is never gonna make.
It's not gonna make a billion.
Abrams.
Yeah, no, I'm
that's
saying,
what I'm saying. Like a big budget movie.
Oh
like,
yeah,
you could drop like Kevin Smith can drop a fucking straight to Netflix movie as a surprise if he would stay off Twitter, but like that would never happen. But
or
theoretically, if he wanted to, he could probably get away with it. I'm not knocking Kevin Smith. I love Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
I'm a
you
huge
is.
Kevin Smith fan. But he doesn't have the pull to get a studio film without any marketing attached to it released. Like, and that's what I'm talking about. J.J. Abrams is very close to like Thursday at like 4 p.m. writing on Twitter, oh, hey, yeah, go watch my new movie tonight. It opens at midnight. You know what I mean?
Or one of those things like, if you go to JJ'sFatHollywoodDick.com, you can watch my new movie for free.
Or like even with Netflix throwing the money at legit studio films now, you can go to, like, Netflix can keep it hush-hush, like, and that would be a big deal. That would probably reach more people than an actual movie theater would at this point.
I'd be excited just to go to a theater, and it just goes green screen. This preview has been rated for all audiences. It goes J.J. Abrams.
Movie.
And that's it.
Yeah. Rated R.
Be like, where do I send the money?
Yeah.
I would like it.
Where do I put my credit card?
Or PG-13. Maybe. We don't know yet.
But yeah, that's what he's become, the Steven Spielberg of our time.
I don't think Steven Spielberg could have done that at the height of his... Well, not then, because...
No, I think he could have.
If the internet existed, maybe.
Yeah.
You need internet.
Yeah.
I think you need it. I'm not saying you need internet. I'm saying the only way a studio would let it happen is because of something like the internet.
You need
internet.
More instantaneous
fans. When you say, hey, Netflix, we have 8 gajillion subscribers, if you get 50% of that, it's a success.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of Netflix, good segue, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And other random internet video streaming services. Have you seen some of the shit that these people are picking up? Like, J.J. Abrams has a show on the Hulu. On Hulu, right? Is it? That's where 11/23.
Yeah, that's Hulu.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's like it's on Hulu.
I watched the first episode.
I've been waiting to watch it with you, and it's driving me fucking insane.
And we're not going to get to watch it tonight.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Anyways, I got all day tomorrow to play the Division. But David Fincher has a TV show coming out on Netflix. Like, David Fincher. Like, what?
Yeah.
That dude doesn't, like, he doesn't crawl out to make a movie in, like, ever, like, other than every, like, 6 years.
Yeah, what was his last movie? Was it?
Last one was Steve Jobs.
With Steve Jobs, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like, The Social Network, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, like, those are some of the bigger ones, right? Like, he's done other stuff. It's not like this isn't his first TV stuff, but, like.
Gone Girl was his last one.
Gone Girl was?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I thought Steve
Jobs.
Oh no, Steve Jobs was Gone Girl. Yeah, so like it's literally like forever ago. Mm-hmm. Not that Gone Girl was like from like what 2 years ago.
So 2014 did Gone Girl. He did a couple episodes of House of Cards, which are usually guest spots, and then he did A Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and Social Network, and then there's 3-4 year gaps.
Yeah, it's crazy, but like. For him to do a TV show, like a full, like not like a few seats and a few episodes of House of Cards, which is already an established show, or soon to be established show, like because really, like didn't really get really going until like season 2, I think. But like him to like be making a show for Netflix is crazy. Danny Boyle is doing a one season of some show for Netflix, and then like there's some other stuff too, like. Amazon has something that's coming out that's like from someone big too. It's super weird to think like these people, like places on the internet have this content that like people are like we were talking about Daredevil earlier.
Yeah, it's not a studio that's behind it, is what you're saying. It's not, you know, Warner Brothers, not Sony. It's
Oh, that's the thing is like
these big companies that are usually behind these types of things.
The thing I was going to say too about that is I watched Fuller House, all of it, and which really makes me upset that it's only 13 episodes. Netflix make longer shows. It's Warner Horizon that did it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So it's Warner Brothers that does that makes the show. But so that's what, like I looked it up. That's where they film it. They film it on the Warner Brothers lot.
Hmm.
That's and weird. I was like.
So they decided not to go the more traditional route.
Like they didn't,
trying to get a TV.
Yeah. Like, you know? I was like, because I mean, if you look, go back and look at the history of like at least when I knew they were actually making Fuller House, it kind of came up like within a year.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like to make make a TV show with I'm not gonna say like big stars in it, but like all returning cast essentially.
Yeah,
like. To come up that quickly, obviously it was being planned ahead of time. Like it was so like
they were in talks.
Yeah, like. oh, there's, you know, like you hear rumor, oh, they're going to make a new Full House show.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Hey, by the way, Full House comes out in a
month.
Like,
what?
You're like,
it's a different family, right, and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
nope, it's like, no,
it's all the
original
cast with the exception of the Olsen twins.
Yeah, which is still one of the best running jokes in the entire season, by the way. And they got picked up for season two, by the way, if you mm-hmm. didn't know that. I'm just going to say this. Anybody listening to this, and I already told Joe, Mike here, too, if you were a fan of Full House, you're going to love Fuller House. I guarantee it.
Blows my mind.
That's another thing, though. Like, we talked earlier about shitty trailers. That first trailer for Fuller House, I was like...
And that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I've seen, and it blows my mind to hear
and
that.
And, like,
it's actually
I
really
understand, like, the OG series had a whole lot of cheese on it.
Yeah.
But I was like, for, like, if you're doing it now, you have to take that back a little bit. And the trailer was just super cheesy, and I was like,
Yeah, plus you're remembering, I mean, I'm remembering it through that, you know.
Nostalgic lens.
Nostalgic, you know, case.
I still watch it every now and then.
But, yeah. But you still watch it. It's like watching, going back and watching G.I. Joe, and you're like, man, I was retarded when I was a kid. But I still love it, you know? And so making the new show, you're like, is it going to be the exact same thing? And I'm not really sure if I want to sit there and watch that type of stuff. And
I mean, I think what helped it is the guy who created Full House.
Is the guy who's
it was the showrunner on this. So it was like it stayed within his vision. And they did a great job. Like, so good. And the best part was they didn't rely on the old cast. Like, you know... Bob Saget and mm-hmm. John Stamos and
they make cameos,
Uncle Joey.
But they're not.
Yeah, like they sprinkle them in pretty regularly. Like, there's not one episode that goes by that doesn't have one of them in it, pretty mm-hmm. much. But it focuses on DJ and Stephanie and Kimmy Gibbler and their family,
mm-hmm.
their families. But then it has like that, so it has that nostalgic feel to it, but it has that new little twist because it's not. Like exactly the same, but it is the same. You know, I mean, like I can't really say. Like I know it sounds
one
dumb.
Thing that for some reason I don't know why I didn't think about this, but when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, the twins! like I had no idea why I completely forgot about them, but I was like, mm-hmm. Of course they brought the twins back, but I was excited because I was like, they still had the same dumb haircut. I was like, ah,
yeah,
ah,
and
they're there.
Yeah, so they come back for the first episode. They're there. The whole thing is like so, in like a weird flip. DJ has three boys.
Mm-hmm.
The baby is actually played by twins, because why not, right?
Yeah.
And then Kimmy has a daughter. But and then like so like Stephanie comes back and all these different things like they have their own little lives, but it's like all intertwined in the past in a way because like Steve comes back and he's, you know, DJ's boyfriend if you don't remember who Steve is. And like so there's like that
is he a
like
movie director yet?
No,
he didn't make it.
He's a foot doctor, I think, if I remember correctly.
A loser.
Orthopedist?
Yeah, I think it's an orthopedist, something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Piece of shit.
Whoa. But like the little goofy gag
it's
stuff
profession
happens
that
in
you're
it.
Making fun
yeah.
Of.
They do like there's a wrestling episode where it's luchador wrestling,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty funny. They actually do an episode at the Giants ballpark. So it's actually shot on at the stadium.
They live at the same house too.
Yeah, so they live in Danny Tanner's house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super hilarious.
I wonder if it's the same exact set or did they like just
if it's not the exact same set, like that wasn't just like 29 mm-hmm. years ago, if it's not just sitting there, they did a damn good job replicating everything. Like even they even make fun of some of it cuz they talk mm-hmm. about like the couch at one point. Like Danny loves that couch. Like that couch stayed there all the time cuz like obviously the family couch. It gets ruined by Comet Jr.
Yeah.
Junior. Well, because Comet Junior is actually a woman, is a female dog who has babies, and then they get Comet Junior, because Steve's an idiot. And so that Comet Junior eats up one of the cushions, and Danny finds out, so he's like, "You can't get rid of this couch." And so they have this thing, and they reupholster it to look exactly like the couch did before. And then they even go as far as making him a suit jacket out of the old couch, and he fucking loves it. I was like, God damn it, you guys are so clever.
Nice.
But the running gag about the Olsen twins is fantastic in that show.
All right, so back to your point about Netflix just getting all kinds of crazy shit. I think it might not end up being the best one, but I think the biggest thing that they've done to date is what they just got announced today, which is the David Ayer directed Will Smith and Joel Edgerton starring movie, is going straight to Netflix.
Is that one? This is going to be one of their Netflix and IMAX movies, though, right?
It doesn't list anything specifically about that yet, but I'm sure it will be, because this movie is called Bright, is the working title, and it's a supernatural cop movie, and it's been shopped around a lot.
Ripped.
Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, PD.
Oh, it's not going to be that. It's David Ayer. You know,
that was a sequel, like a more mature sequel. Yeah.
Getting
Mac
ripped.
Max Landis wrote the
script.
Which,
no wonder,
cool.
It got shopped around. No one trusts that fucking kid.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Because Chronicle.
Right?
Look what happened. Chronicle led to Fantastic Four.
But he did not direct it.
Or write that.
No. So.
His run on Superman.
The Death and Return of Superman, the short.
No, that, but also
American Ultra he wrote.
American Alien.
Man,
it's a book that he just had. It was a miniseries they just did. It was really good too.
So the reason people, like, I guess studios really like it, that the ideal of it, but David Ayer and Max Landis, I guess, are in on this together. They need a budget of $80 to $100 million.
Oh, Netflix has got that in toilet
and
paper.
No studio would give it to him. And so Netflix stepped up and
said, "You know why, right?
You got it.
You know why, right? Because Max Landis is a fucking kid.
Well,
David Ayer makes R-rated movies.
Yeah,
and Netflix gobbled it up. Like, wait.
Like, if they can't,
that's our favorite thing.
If they can't project the fact that Suicide Squad is going to make a gajillion fucking dollars,
I guarantee you, everybody, like, this deal that you're talking about right now was set before that second trailer for Suicide Squad hit. I guarantee you, that was set to go in motion." And all the other studios had passed previous to that, and they're like, no one's gonna want, you know, that.
A Will Smith, David Ayer, yeah.
No, and then, like,
but
yeah, I guarantee.
I mean, at this point, like, you would think one of them would have stepped up and been like, "We have to keep movies at the studios." Like their studios are playing hardball with creators now, and it's not working anymore because now they have another outlet.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, $100 million budget, and that's not even crazy today. That's not even that fucking bad today.
No.
We just talked about a low budget indie movie and having a $25 million budget.
Yeah.
And it made, what, $150 million or something like that?
You know what's funny about that is you say a studio's balk at $100 million budget, right? Which is, they do all the time for movies that should easily be made. But, like, someone like Netflix, who has obviously a century now guaranteed revenue every month.
Yeah, no,
like,
one's canceling.
They could
Netflix
lose
account.
10% of their subscribers and still be well over what they need to run that company.
But they're doing the right thing. They're making sure they have content coming in.
But what I'm saying
is,
they
always have something exciting coming.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they're the type of thing, and I think we've even talked about it on the show before, is they're like the Image Comics of, like, of live action stuff
Image?
Or like TV programs and movies. Because, well, even no, now Image, because they're creator owned. They allow people who want to make those things, make them. And it shows, like, in stuff, like, obviously we are big fans of Daredevil season one. But, like, it shows in Jessica Jones. It shows in Orange is the New Black.
Like, Jessica Jones would never have been made a movie. Daredevil, you could watch that and be like, this would have been a movie. Like, somebody would have.
Someone would have gone.
You know
what I mean?
Like, somebody would make Daredevil 2 as a movie with the success Daredevil 1 had. Yeah. People would be so scared of Jessica Jones, like, studio wise. There's no way they would do a movie based
on
that.
And Netflix fucking took all four of those,
yeah,
in one big gulp and a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, yes, we want that.
Even Marvel, who have literally done nothing but make hits,
shit, golden eggs
since Iron Man.
Yeah,
they didn't even want to do these as a movie. Like, it didn't fit into their plans. And they're making fucking, at one point they're gonna have two movies a year coming out here, like,
very
for
soon.
The next. Fucking
this,
years.
Actually this year.
Yeah.
Starting this year.
So starting this year, every 6 months, a brand new Marvel movie and Daredevil.
Oh no,
didn't
that was
the
next
cut.
Year. Last year was the first year. Because it was Age of Ultron and Ant-Man were all
both
last
yeah.
year. So it was last year it started with two.
So
year,
but
two
that's what I'm saying though. Like, they have fucking hit nothing but home runs and triples, but they don't want to do a Daredevil, so Netflix is like, yeah, I'll do Daredevil. Netflix is like, yeah, we'll do Jessica Jones. It's fucking nuts, dude. Like, no Jessica Jones movie would have ever been made. And if it did, it would have looked like the fucking Ghostbusters trailer. Like, people would have been like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you at some point in the trailer, she would have said, I'm a strong woman. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm a strong female lead. Yeah. I mean, I'm a female. I'm a
strong female character in a big budget studio movie. Yeah. I mean, I'm a strong woman.
And you know the best part about Jessica Jones is they didn't give her a costume. I mean, yeah. They gave her a costume, but it was like a jacket, jeans, and a shirt.
Yeah.
They made fun of a costume, which I thought was really funny.
That was good.
But they didn't have to give her a costume.
Huh.
Yeah.
Which is super dope. Really...
She doesn't. It doesn't play like a superhero show.
Oh, not at all.
Like, you know what I mean? It plays
dysfunctional
as a,
crime drama.
Like a drama, fucking
psychological thriller.
Kinda thriller. Yeah, it was more like a fucking. Who's the dude who wrote all the books that Morgan Freeman starred in a couple of the movies, like Kiss the Girls and.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it reminded me like it would be something from his work.
Grissom. Right? Is that Grissom?
John Grissom?
Was it his?
I don't think it was John Grissom.
I should look it up.
I do know who you're talking about, though.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems
like the show was Kiss Bang Bang. Or
Long Came a Spider.
Along Came a Spider. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Kiss the Girls. Sorry to throw that out there without any research to support it. But that's what it, watching it, that's what it,
it feels
reminded
like,
me
yeah.
of.
It's
James Patterson.
Patterson. Yeah. Reminds me of something.
The guy that I hate.
And made into a successful TV show.
Yeah.
But now they're taking big budget fucking studio style movies. So, like, we're not that far away from fucking everything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like pretty soon, I would say in the next 4 or 5 years, Netflix or something like Netflix is basically going to do same day streaming for almost every studio movie.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, people are like, it's going to kill the... It's not going to kill the industry. The industry's going to adapt. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it always finds a way. Mm-hmm. So
they're going to fuck something up. Not Netflix, the Hollywood. They always find the way to fuck shit up.
Well, because, you see the same thing in the
record.
It's
like music. Music
yeah, exactly.
thought fucking Napster was going to kill music. Like,
it didn't
fucked them up a
music,
little bit.
But you have to adapt to it.
You have to adapt. Like... Now you have Apple streaming. You like, yeah, it sucks. You're not gonna sell CDs anymore, but you're gonna get a chunk of fucking Apple. You know what I mean? Like,
to be honest, you're gonna get more money out of me doing that than you are gonna be CDs because I have the CarPlay thing, and I love that thing because you'll just be like, I feel like listening to this
people,
song.
And people complain that like it hurts artists. I'm like, really? Because like the big names are still the big names.
The only thing that hurt artists are the artists themselves.
Yeah, and if you're not good enough, you have to fucking be better or else you're not going to last. And you know what's even better about regular CDs and Apple streaming? Is Apple Music, I can go look up a band that I heard somebody mention, say they were good. I wasn't going to spend $15 on their CD just off of a whim, you know? Never would have done that.
Nope.
Now, I hear that name, I'm like, I'm going to look them up on Apple and listen to all their shit and start fucking being a fan, you know?
And guess who just got paid?
Boom.
That artist.
Taco and Demofos.
Yep. Not a good band, by the way.
Not very good, but I listened to a lot of their shit because I saw their name on the internet. Made me laugh.
Name is hilarious. Music,
not so
great.
There's some good stuff. Their covers are pretty cool.
Yeah, but the original music, I was like, well,
this
Mike,
is not great.
Mike was wrong to say.
But then I don't understand how some artists, like I get it with contracts and stuff like that. I know there was a huge dispute over contracts when like Katy Perry signed on to do iTunes, but Taylor Swift.
Yeah. One of them ladies.
One of them that I don't listen to because I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Then you have, what was it, the Kanye West thing recently where he signed on to, Jay-Z's?
Well, he created his own.
No, he signed on to do exclusively through Jay-Z's? Or who was it?
I think it's partly his.
He might have bought into it. That's why he's $52 million in debt.
Yeah. But he'll only release music from now on.
Cool because that means he's slowly going to die away because nobody wants
to
buy
it. But I'm saying there's other artists that have that same thought, and it's like, but if you just allow your music to be on other stuff, you can diversify your portfolio and make more money. You put it on Spotify. You put it on iTunes. You put it on Napster. Is that still a thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Anyway, you put it on... Is Rhapsody still a thing?
Yes.
Okay. You put it on Rhapsody.
You have Amazon Music.
You put it on Amazon Music.
Things like
that. You put it out there so that somebody can stumble across it and be like, "Oh, I have that service." so I'm gonna give him a shot. Yeah. Even if you don't like it, you know what? You listen to it, and that paid the artist.
Like, speaking of what makes me laugh about Apple Music, not to like go away from it, or so I'm still talking about, it's not one of my segues where I talk about something.
Which I would say that movies should still do too. Should do too.
Oh, for sure. But what makes me laugh about Apple Music is you will go and you will see like a compilation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a playlist they built that one of their humans built,
mm-hmm.
and like the third song down is grayed out because it won't play
because it's not available for streaming.
No, this is the thing that gets me. You go to that artist's page, that song's available from that album, but not the compilation, the playlist they put it in, because that playlist, they
soundtracks are like that, too.
Yeah, they picked it from like a soundtrack and not the actual album.
Oh, so the soundtrack isn't available for streaming, but the song
But
is.
Some of them, all, yeah. It just you just can't do it from that, like, you can't do it, hey, you can't listen to this song from, you know, like this Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun soundtrack. But if you go to Kenny Loggins' Greatest Hits...
It's there.
I was like,
what now?
Okay, but
that's
if you
just
do
a
like
weird little thing, but I love Apple Music so much because
it's fucking awesome.
It's great. It's like, I think I pay $15 a month.
Oh my god,
and it just
ridiculous
disappears. Like I don't even notice it.
No,
I
do the same thing,
and I'll go weeks without listening to it sometimes, right. And then I'll be like, oh fuck, I want to listen to some AC/DC, and then you scroll down, and they'll just have an intro to AC/DC, which is basically somebody went through and picked like three songs mm-hmm. from each CD, and it's a nice mix. Like, you know, AC/DC is all going to be about the same anyway, so you're like, boom, put it on and forget about it. Or the same thing, somebody mentions somebody, I can go listen to it, see if they're any good, you know?
Yeah. No, I, if I have finished an audio book and I don't have another one queued up to listen to...
Music.
I just throw on music, and I'll think of something random. I've been listening to The Wallflowers a lot lately. I don't know why. Or I'll put on classic rock from iTunes and just sit there and stream all that stuff. It's even convenient at work because we have a computer with iTunes on it. So I just logged into my iTunes account, and I'm look, I can stream all this shit here and listen to it while I work.
Yep. That's what I do at work.
Yeah. Oh, they allow you to do that? That's amazing.
We'll say that.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
I have admin rights on certain computers.
That's amazing.
Yep. Mike said I can go like a week without listening. I was like, what? No. But
if I have an audiobook that's going, that's what I'm listening to. I don't listen to that.
But in like my case, I'm not a huge music fan anyway. Like
I would stab friends if I went that long without listening to music.
But for me, I am now putting $15 a month. I am now putting $15 a month into music. The last time I bought a CD prior to
Eminem?
I
actually knew about that Elvis CD.
Yeah, but I bought that on like a $3 clearance. So like the
you're
last time
like
I went to the store,
actually came out, oh, gotcha.
I was like, oh, this comes out today. I think once in the prior 6 years. Yeah. So in 6 years, they got roughly $20 out of me, mm-hmm. you know? And then now every month they're getting 15 out of me. How many people are... Cody, there's a large section that is like you, just music freaks, and they're just going to get everything.
Yeah.
But I think there's a bigger section like me who, because it's just convenient and easy, I'll be like, yeah, that works, you know? Like, how many people watched fucking enough movies to really warrant Netflix and ended up getting Netflix just because it was so convenient and they had a big selection, you know? Like, there's been times where I've gone a month without opening up my Netflix account.
But you're still going to pay for it.
Still going to pay for it because it's easy and convenient.
And when something good comes along, you're going to be like,
and I'll binge the shit out of
watch
it.
It.
Yeah.
Or
also because of one of those things where like, I have nothing to do. Oh, wait, I have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Now
boom.
I do.
Yeah.
And by the way, Netflix, go fix your fucking new Apple TV app. To have fucking genres. God, the thing we went through, it was fucking garbage most of the time.
Garbage. First off, you don't have a place where you can just go, oh, these are all your shows, even if it's just all your new shows.
Yep.
There's no place on there for it.
There's a trending one, so if it's like
happens to be trending at the time, which Full House when we Full House when we looked at it last week wasn't even on the trending list. So
which
it
came out that week.
So you would think that you would want to promote the hell out of it, but I don't think it's that they just don't care. It's not something that
like
they had in.
There's like the old Apple TV one. You go TV shows and you have genres within those TV shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that. Like, I can't even pick comedies and look at comedies. I just have to scroll down.
They always screw and then find and something. And always make it better.
But then the thing that would irk me is that all of your favorites are way
the very bottom.
At the bottom.
Yep. Not the first thing.
Because most of the time when I log into Netflix, I have a thing. Like, I want to watch the next episode of Daredevil. I want to watch the next episode of Jessica Jones. Oh, boom, right there. Boom, done. And episode.
Yep. I do say this, though. When you click on the show you want, it jumps right to an episode.
Instead of going through the different menu system.
So that's pretty nice. But also, like, the new Apple TV, the searching is fan-fucking-tastic. As you saw, it's like four houses, boom, pulls it up.
Once they jump into the 3D and
4K.
4K.
Yeah. I started noticing I went to a Best Buy yesterday for the first time in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And they have an actual 4K section now for Blu-rays. Blu-ray 4Ks.
But those are not technically 4K.
No?
They're 4K mastered on Blu-ray. Mm,
so it's bullshit.
So you can take that and you can put it in your Blu-ray player and it gives you a slightly better video. But Best Buy does not carry 4K movies in store yet.
You think at that point you just move straight to digital?
You'd have to. There's no fucking reason.
The capacity of a Blu-ray is, 50 gigabytes?
The dual layer is 50 gigabytes,
Oh, yeah, 25 for a single, yeah.
Yep.
It's like 3.5 for a fucking normal length download.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you could fit, making a dual layer Blu-ray could fit a movie. It's all the other extra shit they want to put on there, like the audio tracks and all that other garbage they have to have. But like streaming, like for example, not to keep fucking stroking on Apple's giant fucking media dick, but you pick your settings inside iTunes that you know, pick your 1080p or 720p depending on your TV. You pick your audio quality, and then everything shows up that way. Mm-hmm. So it's like you don't have I'm streaming a movie. Like that's the thing that gets me. Like easily 10 years ago. If you would have said streaming a high-definition movie, you'd be like, well, yeah, start it, go cook dinner, or, build a small cabin, come back, and we'll watch 15 minutes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now, I buy a movie on iTunes, right from maybe even from my Apple TV, seconds later, I'm watching it.
Yeah, it's immediately available.
Yeah.
It's so fast, too, from the Apple TV.
So ridiculous. Fast. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, is if you buy a movie directly on Apple TV, it plays quicker than if you bought a movie on your phone or your computer and then went to the Apple TV because it's authenticating. I'm like, bitch, I just fucking bought it. Like, but it's weird because I can't remember if it was what I bought off a whim on the Apple TV, but I hit it and I was like, well, yes, I want to play it because you hit it and it's like, you want to watch? I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Starts playing. I bought Legend, the Tom Hardy movie, from my phone. 2 days before, went to go to the Apple TV to watch it, and it's authenticating. I was like, bitch, I own it. 2 days ago, I bought that. She's ready for me to watch it. But it wasn't. I was like, I had to wait. Hell and back, though. You kids need to watch that shit.
I wanted to watch it when it came out.
So fucking funny.
Never went and saw it.
Dude, it's literally the most filthy shit I've ever seen in my life. So dirty. The dick jokes in that are it. Ugh. There's tree rape. Literally tree rape. And the amount of people are in that was not shown in the trailers when we watched it. There are so many people. H. John Benjamin is in it. Archer.
Huh.
Yeah, so ridiculous how many people. You hear a voice go, oh, that's weird. That's Brian Poussin. Super fucking super strange. It was super funny. But yeah, if you want a good time, kids, the little ones, watch Hell and Back. Because there's talk about having sex with trees, a vagina inside of a vagina. Because that's how good having sex with an angel is.
Mm.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny. Go get fucked by Judas Priest. I'd be honored to be fucked by Judas Priest. So fucking funny, dude. Oh my god.
Do you want to wrap this up, or do you want to just keep quoting lines to a movie nobody's seen?
People have seen it.
Well, people have seen it.
People not here.
Yeah. There's I'll keep quoting whatever I want. It's from a movie. I can say it.
That's true.
Boom.
Those are the rules.
Boom. I ran out of Predator pictures to put on your Facebook page, by the way.
Oh,
well, I have one that I've refused to put on there because it is Adrian Brody.
I know. That's why I called it the second one you put up. I was like, oh, he's going to do this
actually,
until he gets to an Adrian Brody picture.
There's one more I can put up. And then there's the last one that would be an Adrian Brody. So I'll save those two for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Like when I'm feeling down and I want to laugh.
Cock.
Beer?
Mm-hmm. Beer.
All right. So unless anybody else has anything else to add. And there was something else I wanted to bring up, but I don't remember.
Yeah, we'll get to it next week. Wasn't important. And we'll probably just forget and never talk about it ever again.
Oh, hey, did you see who met with the director of The Predator? Who? About being in the movie?
Ooh. You don't know?
Oh, my God. You don't know.
He doesn't know.
High five. Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Yep. Met with Shane Black.
That makes sense. Might as well put Dutch back in there.
Yep. Old ass Dutch.
Yeah.
I remember back bad day.
Yeah.
Fought that vagina face in a jungle.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Predator's so good. Like the first Predator holds up so well. It's really good.
It is really good.
I kind of wish Predator would have done what Die Hard did. Not with the later ones, but like 1, 2, and 3. Like made a really good one. Made a decent one and made a super awesome one. But they didn't.
Well, this is the super awesome one. It just came 25 years later.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see my post about Predator 3D? They released Predator 3D. Not Predators. Predator.
In 3D?
In 3D. On 3D Blu-ray. I'm going to buy it.
It probably looks watch like it. Garbage.
I don't fucking care.
It probably looks like it's filtered out with bong water.
I don't care. That.
Yeah.
These conversion ones never look good.
How would they convert that?
Just like if you convert anything, it's shot on... And nowadays, not shit. Because a lot of movies that come out aren't they're manufactured in that way. They're not shot in 3D because 3D cameras still to this day for motion picture cameras are fucking ginormous.
Yeah,
because they're two lenses still in that whole thing. You know what I mean?
What you mean?
So yeah.
All right.
So look forward to some time when we talk about Predator 3D because I'm gonna buy it.
We'll live tweet it.
Oh my God! It's 3D ish. Oh, look at baby Shane Black. That's it. Anybody else got anything?
Nothing.
All right. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
Cody.
Cody.
Oh, you just came naturally.